For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Kick is off the upright again.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos.
A Stantonian home run.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rogers fires deep, looking for Mike Williams, and it's intercepted.
Today's guests, Falcons wide receiver Drake London, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long, Steelers linebacker Patrick Queen, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Cheerio, everybody. Cheerio. Fresh back from the United Kingdom after almost 2 weeks. They call that a fortnight over there. Pleased to be back here in the Rich Eisen Show studio, in the Rich Eisen Show chair. Thrilled to be back here on the Roku channel, the Roku Sports channel, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in. Our podcast listeners, hello again. Good to chat with you once again. All 3 hours. It was a fun time over there, and I greatly appreciate Tom Pelissero, Andrew Siciliano, Mike Hill, and Kirk Morrison for keeping this chair filled. And for everybody here in the studio and everybody else, I greatly appreciate everybody keeping the machines on. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Rich, what's up, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Rich.
TJ Jefferson, what have you written on your board over there?
Paying off my bet with Jeff in Detroit. Oh. The Cowboys got beat down. So I'm just dedicating whiteboard time to the Lions. What up, Detroit? What up, Doe? And, you know, shout out to Aiden Hutchinson.
It takes more.
Yeah, that's their motto, okay. Their slogan for the
Very
year.
Good. So. What up, Detroit?
Yeah, it wasn't really the bet. TJ made that the bet.
Oh, okay.
It's like kind of weird.
But all right.
It's okay.
Hey, listen. Can I ask you a question? How does a bet get made if someone doesn't make the boundaries of the bet?
You got to let him go, man. He's doing all right. His Mets even the series in the NLCS for the Dodgers.
Who says I'm not like you? I'm very happy.
But when it comes to the Cowboys, later on, as you'll hear, even Jerry Jones is kerfuffled. He had an interesting chit-chat on his local radio show today.
It's baseball season.
He basically threatened to fire the guys who were questioning him.
Yeah, that's a little whack.
So we'll play that later on, all 3 minutes of that glorious interchange.
Can he do that? Does he own the radio station?
I don't know. I guess he can.
He owns everything.
I think he can say, I don't want to do the show with those guys anymore.
Essentially, yeah.
And that... I don't know. We'll talk about it later. We've got Chris Long joining us in the middle of the program, our friend from Greenlight Pod. Later on, Patrick Queen of the Pittsburgh Steelers will be joining us. And Durake Londone of the Atlanta Falcons will join us.
You want to go to war, Durake?
Well, he wants to go to war. I mean, his Falcons are 4-2, so he'll be joining us on this program. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Rich.
Let's talk about the New York Jets, who made a big trade, it looks like. They're 2-4 now. And, we'll see if there's too much water to bail out. I know I'm making a ship reference, Mike. I know it's not a plane reference. They're the Jets. You know, they're not the New York boats. But they're, you know, they've taken on some water here. 2-1 for the first time since 2015 after beating the New England Patriots with 400 yards of total offense in the first game of week 3. And then they lose 3 in a row in the middle of it. Fire Robert Saleh. And so, I guess, in the middle of all of this, they decide to go ahead and acquired Devontae Adams for their quarterback. And according to all reports, it's a conditional third-round pick. In next year's draft, it can be a second-round pick if Adams shows up to the Jets and in their remaining 11 games becomes a first- or second-team All-Pro.
Oh.
That's a lofty goal.
Okay.
Or if Adams is on the active roster for the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl for the Jets. And I'll tell you what, the Jets, if he is on the active roster
okay.
for the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl for the New York Jets, that second round pick, Who cares? And in terms of picks, anyway, what do the Jets care about it? I mean, they flipped the third round pick for Hassan Reddick into the 2026 draft. He hasn't played it down for him yet. And as a matter of fact, he's got a new agent, and Drew Rosenhaus has apparently been given permission by Joe Douglas, the general manager of the Jets, to go look for a trade. So just when you thought Drew was going to save the day and get Reddick and Green, they're like, go see what's out there. And, oh, by the way, their third-round pick in this year, Malachi Corley. He's on the side of a football milk carton. So what do draft picks matter? And Devontae Adams, I will tell you this. This just in. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And in terms of all the moments that I saw calling Jets Vikings, and anybody who's watched Jets football over the first 6 weeks of the season, the moments that were beginning to abate a little bit over the last couple of games, but the moments of, well, Rodgers likes to throw somebody open there. He's just throwing away from coverage, throwing him away from a bad hit. He wants to back shoulder here. Mike Williams, turn your head, because if you don't turn your head against the Vikings, Stephon Gilmore is going to pick it off and end the game. Those moments, they won't happen with Devontae Adams. And as a matter of fact, when the Devontae Adams rumor was red hot a couple of weeks ago, and the NFL Network crew, we had Aaron Rodgers sitting in a broadcast meeting before the Jets-Vikings game. I did ask him, when he was talking about some of the inconsistencies in offense, if 17 would fix that. By the way, he did say to me, oh, you mean Malachi Corley? Because Malachi was where 17 for the Jets? Well, I don't know how much longer he's going to do that. But I'm like, no, I mean Devontae, Aaron. And then he gave a lengthy answer talking about what Adams would bring to the young receiving room. And Alan Lazard is still, you know, he's not a longtime veteran in this sport, but I think Devontae Adams' voice in the wide receiver room will be like a record scratch ripping off the record, and everybody will listen. And for those of us old enough to get the reference, an E.F. Hutton type moment. Remember those commercials? Yeah. And E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Yeah. Kind of like Rich Eisen.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And so it'll be a moment like that where Rodgers isn't the only voice saying this is the way we like it. When the route calls for you breaking it off at 5 yards, you break it off at 5 yards. When the route says you need to be patient and be open at this time, not rush it and get yourself open too early, or be overly patient and get yourself open too late in our system. When Rodgers says that, now he's got a voice in that room like Devontae Adams to carry the day. And we also are assuming that long after Aaron Rodgers is done with the Jets, and who knows what happens with Devontae Adams, who has two very expensive years left on his contract. We're assuming they might address that later on, or maybe, heaven forbid, the Hassan Reddick situation has given them enough gumption to address it before acquiring him. That imbuing this into Garrett Wilson now helps Garrett Wilson long term, because the kid is incredibly talented and is blossoming already, and now won't get the top cornerback all over him, and maybe now won't get coverage shaded his way with a second defender. Now that will go to 17, not Corley. I mean, Devontae.
What if Corley don't give up the number?
And so that would be great. That will go to him, and Lazard will keep doing what he's doing, which is, by the way, catching touchdowns for the Jets, and so on and so forth. Problem is Devontae Adams doesn't play offensive line, doesn't play secondary, isn't part of that handsy secondary and handsy offensive line. By the way, I want to talk about stats that I picked up over in London. The Jacksonville Jaguars, as we all know, 1-5. Their season is in dire straits. Jets at 2-4, just a game above, but 1-5, that's dire straits. Okay?
Money for nothing.
That team at 1-5, do you know how many holding penalties that team has on the season? I'll tell you. Two.
That's it.
That's it.
What?
Offensive holding penalties. They had one going in, and they had one in a game against the Bears. And it wasn't even on the offensive line. It was one of their outside skill players who got popped.
Whoa.
How many times did the Jets' offensive line have two holding penalties on the same drive on Monday night? So how will Devontae Adams help with that? How will Devontae Adams help with guys who are grabbing receivers 10 yards down the field? How about defensive linemen that are running past one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL, leaving Josh Allen pockets to step up, or escaping pockets to his right so he can find the third string running back for a field flipping catch last night in Ray Davis? How will Devontae Adams help with that? Now, Adams will help with red zone problems. So maybe the Jets won't have to rely on G-Reg Zerillion to F everything up, like he did have a large role in doing on Monday night. And interestingly enough, if you think that the results of Monday night caused Joe Douglas to hit a panic button and say, we'll give you the second round pick that apparently nobody else was giving you, Las Vegas, although with some very lofty guardrails that make it a third round pick, and the Jets have a couple of those in next year's draft. In case you're wondering if they just panic buttoned this thing based on last night, by the way, also according to Adam Schefter and others, paying the entire $13.5 million that's left on Adams' contract to the Raiders. Which, by the way, Woody Johnson has it. Just, and if Jets fans are concerned about it, buy more shampoo. Or, you know, get the latest COVID vaccine from him. Bottom line is, if you think this was a panic button move, according to Albert Breer, Devontae's already in New Jersey. He's in Florham Park. As a matter of fact, arrived last night to help settle this thing. He was there. So Rodgers, when he was going through last night's game and had that 1,000-yard stare I have seen from multiple Jet quarterbacks before him, including, by the way, the guy he succeeded in Green Bay. I've seen that 1,000-yard stare of, what am I doing here? Yeah. Why did I decide to come here? Why is life like this? You know, maybe I need to go back to Egypt and have some tea. Whatever was going through his lid last night, he knew Devontae was already on the way. So, 2-4 is not the end of the world. Devontae Adams should help with the red zone issues, because he'll just back shoulder that baby from the 10-yard line. And Devontae will coach everybody up in that receiving room if it's necessary for some. Obviously, Lazard is more fluent in Rodgers' ease than everyone else. And Todd Downing, the offensive play caller that is new, 393 total yards. Rodgers with 6 yards shy of his first 300-yard game in over 3 years. Two 100-yard receivers, a 100-yard running back last night. Not too bad, not too shabby, but 11 penalties called, roughing the passer. Javon Kinlaw had a triple play in one sequence as well that totally helped gift this thing away for the Jets last night and put it all together, and now they can have one last reset. One, this is your last reset, Jets. One last reset. First reset was, okay, we're going to London. Next reset was, okay, we fired our coach and surprised everybody. Let's see what's going on. And now, after the Jets performed for their interim head coach in many phases of the game, certainly on Jeff Ulbrich's side of the football, like he was a substitute teacher, and kids' classwork and homework and demeanor got a little sloppy, like a substitute teacher. This is the last reset. You change the coach, you change the play caller, you changed time zones and countries for 1 week, and now you've changed the receiving room and a little bit of the culture by bringing in one of the best for one of, by the way, Rodgers, he might not be moving like he used to physically, but man, that arm, he's making some throws and still one of the best Hail Marys ever, ever. Did it again last night. Last reset for the Jets. Problem is, you're now 2.5 behind first place in your division. And one of the teams that you're going to be trying to knock off for the wild card is a team that you lost to start the 3-game losing streak, Denver. That one might come home to roost later on in the season. And next up, at Pittsburgh. All of this stuff is going to play out in front of the country as well, I might add. Next game, Sunday Night Football. Then a visit to New England, which is probably going to be one of those classic 1 Eastern time games. And then a Thursday night against the Houston Texans. Hey now. Oh, and by the way, there's a Sunday nighter against Indianapolis in Week 11. That Davante Adams does not provide the relief and excitement and wins that a lot of Jet fans think that he can, That one may be on the flexing chopping block. But again, the Jets have gotten to hit the reset button. The general manager can look at the owner and said, I've done everything I can, man. My contract's up. I've done everything, Woody. You know, your quarterback wanted Davante. We got him. And Lazard. And you wanted Saleh out. You got rid of him. This is what we've done. That's my take on the Davante Adams acquisition. Headline. Very splashy. Very exciting. Can he block? Can he keep his hands off of people 5 yards down the field if he's covering somebody? No. It's his job to make somebody grab him 5 yards down the field. And hey, when it's time to stop the other quarterback who's good at the football and running, too.
Running it. Yeah, right.
Can you not run past him when you're trying to sack him? And then when the game's on the line, you need one last stop on third and middle. Can you have more than just Michael Clemens out there on the edge against him? What do you think? When the whole country knew it, I knew it. My son Cooper knew it. Xander is sitting to my left, knew it. Even though on occasion he was more excited Taylor Swift was at the Yankee game. And Rex Ryan. Rex.
No, Rex
sitting
Rex
on the Manning cast.
Yeah, Rex called
said,
it.
Said, watch out. He's going to keep it.
Yep.
And Peyton Manning's like, they're not going to take it out of Josh Allen's hands at the end of this game. Sure enough. Will Davante Adams stop that? The point is, will he provide enough points where that stuff won't matter? We shall see. Take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the Buffalo Bills' end of the Monday Nighter. And also, still to come, Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Chris Brockman and I recorded Overreaction Monday podcast as soon as I came off the plane yesterday. There's news out of Pittsburgh, interestingly enough, in advance of Patrick Queen joining this program. His defense will be the first ones to try and stop Devontae Adams on Sunday night. Darrakke Londone of the Atlanta Falcons, now 4-2 themselves, he will join this program. Chris Long, can't wait to ask our Green Light Pod friend about the Devontae Adams trade in hour number two. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, everybody, let's talk about game time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. We're back.
You're singing Bad Boys.
What are you doing?
He's humming the Bad Boys song to himself.
I can't hear them in the back. So
why can't you hear him? We only spent a ton of money on communication here.
Hang on, I got to reset something.
Everybody,
there's a thing.
Can you call Roku to tell him to hang on?
Hey, Roku
hang on.
Joe, we got to reset.
Roku, I had the same problem yesterday.
Could you hold on? Did you really?
Yes.
Oh man.
Restart this thing.
That was so disingenuous.
It was. I couldn't have sounded more disingenuous.
No.
Without cursing.
Back, oh, really? Know? Oh, man.
That's a shame.
Oh, man.
That's a shame. Using the Seinfeld gif.
Oh, man.
That's a shame.
Hopefully
a shame.
It comes back.
Oh, by the way, I used that a couple times this weekend. You know, remember what I told Seinfeld where I used that gif for the most? The sporting event? Whenever Ohio State loses?
Oh, that's right.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. We could use Jerry from our chair making that.
Although I'm genuinely concerned for the November game at present.
How are you guys ranked?
Are we really?
Yeah.
No way. Are we really?
Yeah, you're like 23, 24.
I don't know.
That's preposterous.
I don't know, man. Michigan's at Illinois this week.
Michigan.
They got Indiana too.
Indiana's nice.
You know what? You know what? You know what their coach does? I googled him. They win.
Oh, win.
Yeah,
they
win.
Google me.
Google me. Google me. I win.
That is one of the greatest sound bites ever.
That was gangster.
Google me.
Google me. Oh, it's very simple. I win.
If you
Google
know,
me.
You better ask somebody.
Fantastic. Just the best. Yeah, so Michigan's ranked, huh?
Yeah, 24.
Okay. Good. We're going to hold on to that. Best we can.
Right between Army and Navy.
Is that right?
Which is amazing. They're both undefeated.
How about that?
Yeah, cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Bruce Feldman's on tomorrow to talk about all this stuff. Very good.
Bruce.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Let's get to the Monday Night Review presented by Lowe's right now. I kind of already hit a little bit of it with the top story of the Jets' acquisition of Devontae Adams coming up. And as I mentioned to you, the Buffalo Bills are really good. And here's the difference between the Bills and the Jets at present. The Bills are a sum of their parts. The Jets are a lot of parts, looking for a sum right now. And everybody's assuming that the Jets' parts will come up with some wins. But right now, the sum of the Bills' parts are coming up with W's. And you got Josh Allen doing Josh Allen things. And without their top pass rushers, right? Without their top running back, without a fully healthy Khalil Shakir, without supposed unstoppable threats at wide receiver, they're winning. They don't turn it over to you. They just don't. They don't make that mistake. And and the Buffalo Bills have Josh Allen, and you don't. And in more ways, that's going to win. Now, we have not seen over the last 3 weeks that dominant team that we saw certainly against Jacksonville on that Monday night that put Jacksonville in a little bit more of a tailspin. And we didn't see over the last 3 weeks the Bills team that punked Miami. I think a lot of people in retrospect look at that game and think that Tua went out much earlier than he did. And that's part of the reason why the Bills took care of business so significantly. But they were taking care of business significantly before Tua went out in that game. And I understand that the Bills started slowly in that week one game against Arizona before succeeding, before losing to Baltimore and Houston. But what the Bills are 4-2 in a division that is certainly less than right now. And if you believe Devontae Adams' acquisition by the Jets will cure many of their ills and mistakes that their parts have made, that if you feel that way, that Devontae Adams will actually improve things for the Jets, Bills have won both division games that they played on the road. They're going to win this division. They're going to win it. Because the Bills get Miami at home, top of November. Might be a little bit chilly. Jets are going to go there second to last game of the season, sandwiched around two games against New England. So Bills are going to win this division. If they don't, it would be a stunner. And you are what you are. And what they are 4-2. And if it's Taylor Rapp coming in and making plays.
That dude was everywhere.
Or Taron Johnson coming back and making plays. They'll do it. If it's Ray Davis over Ty Johnson out of the blue. By the way, I'm one of the many James Cook fantasy owners that thought Ty Johnson would be the go-to guy. And then this kid, Ray Davis, was superb. Superb. Okay. And, you know, they made a ton of mistakes last night, too, but they overcame them.
Yeah, I weirdly think the Jets and Bills are very similar. I think it's Allen has taken his game to a little bit different level this year. He has no turnovers this year, which is kind of surprising because the last few seasons he's been among the league leaders in interceptions and fumbles. And whereas Aaron Rodgers, he has 5 interceptions this year. He's had 5 seasons with only 5 or less interceptions. So I think that's kind of the big difference right now. I think they're very similar teams. You saw it last night.
Well, I think the Bills are, by the way, Allen is a fumble, but he has no interceptions.
Yeah.
The difference is one team plays like a team and the other team is looking for the teamwork where the offense and the defense and the special teams come in and one unit doesn't fall flat. I mean, opening drive for the Jets last night, their defensive coordinator has been elevated to being the interim head coach. And Ray Davis ran right down the field on him. A rookie ran right down a field on him. After, by the way, the Bills didn't break to start the game. And they lose Von Miller to suspension. I mean, A.J. Epinesa comes up with moves on Tyron Smith, who's going to the Hall of Fame, and he dominated. And he's definitely not the first guy you think of to dominate on defense for the Bills, but he did last night. Taylor Rapp being another one. I could go on and on. That's the difference between the Bills and the Jets. One is the sum of their parts, and the other one are parts looking for a sum, hoping that they're going to find it, certainly with Davante Adams joining, because they have an incredibly talented offense, the Jets, now. I mean, on paper. I mean, it's insane when you look at it.
And Breece Hall had his best game of the year last
night. I know,
and
so did. Yeah. And Lazard and Garrett Wilson had 100-yard receiving games. So the Jets do have something to hang their hats on, but too many mistakes. Too many mistakes. And the Bills overcame their mistakes. And they're 4-2. And now you look at their schedule about moving forward. They go home for Tennessee. They visit Seattle, which is suddenly struggling. Miami, we're assuming Tua is going to be back for that. If he's not, they're going to sweep the Dolphins. They could even do it with Tua there. They're at Indianapolis. I mean, Flacco or Richardson not getting scared. Then there's that Week 11 game. That'll be the litmus test where a lot of people will go, well, you know, who have they really beaten over the last few weeks? And they lost to Baltimore and they lost to Houston. Who have they really beaten this year? The Bills are set up to be the who have they really beaten team of 2024 right now. If they go into that Kansas City game with a head of steam, that I think they will. Then there's a bye. Home for San Francisco on a Sunday night. And then two road games inside domes. And then they finish up with their two games against New England sandwiched around a Jets team coming into their house a couple days before 2025 hits. Listen, they're 4-2. I think the schedule favors them quite a bit. They're going to get healthier. And Josh Allen is going to be an MVP candidate. I think he's a top. He'll finish in MVP voting. For sure.
For sure.
100%. So that's our Monday night review presented by Lowe's, official partner of the NFL. It's easier to make the right calls with the right team. So kick off your next home improvement project with Lowe's. Lowe's knows home improvement. One other aspect of the Monday night game I want to hit, the officiating. 22 penalties accepted last night. There were multiple offsetting. So I think there were flags everywhere. Didn't Joe Buck say the ref was going to get a SAG card out of the game because he was on TV so much?
TV so much, yeah.
Good line funny. For Joe Buck. Hey, that was a good broadcast last night. How about them, by the way, having the full Hail Mary package
ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
That's great.
Because Rodgers had been set up for another Hail Mary attempt. They show all of his Hail Mary throws, and then he does it again. I mean, he just throws it. I'll use a math term, even though I'm more of a verbal guy, a parabola. Okay, it goes straight up and then comes straight down, like down in a chimney. It comes like point down.
That's like him and Russell Wilson.
So
I still say he's the best thrower of the football I may have ever seen.
He's he is not anywhere, again, as mobile as he used to be, but he makes the throws, man. So the reason why the Jets are 2-4 is not mostly on Aaron Rodgers at all. It's not even, I mean, whatever. We're getting out of a point I want to make about the officiating. Listen, some of these calls
are, in fact, penalties. If your technique is terrible.
Right.
And you're pulling people.
You got to throw the flag.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, you got to throw it.
There was one point, again, in the game where Buck and Aikman were just like the rest of us sitting at home and saying, we're sick and tired of all of these penalties. And it's too much officiating, too many zebras. And then they showed one of the offsetting penalties, a defensive penalty on the Bills and an offensive penalty on the Jets. They showed both of them. And Aikman's like, those are penalties.
Right.
Yeah. You got to call them.
Got to call them.
Like one guy is chucking somebody 10 yards down a field. And another guy's grabbing somebody else from inside their chest plate. You know, I mean, some of them were not those like calling 15 procedure calls. And it's just like that has nothing to do with the play. It's just sloppy football. It was sloppy football from a lot of these guys last night. And it was tough to see. And it was really difficult to watch. You know? What are they supposed to do? Just say, these guys are bad with their technique. We've called too many of them already, so we're just going to let them just...
No, you can't.
People down?
You can't really do that.
You can't.
I think what got me and most of other people was the roughing calls. They were brutal. It was just like these guys are getting flagged for playing football.
Even Aaron Rodgers was talking about that after the game last night when he was asked about the officiating.
Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. Might as well play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those things. And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either. So,
what do you say they're going to be playing? Sarcastic ball?
I think it's a South Park reference.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Help me out with that.
It's from season 16.
Fantastic. That's a nice reference.
It's a game that they play in the... I don't know. I didn't watch South Park. But
you didn't?
No.
Oh, you got to catch up. Susie's showing it to the kids, which is not the best idea. Yeah. Sometimes. Sarcastaball. It's a South Park.
Here we go. In the episode, Randy Marsh, concerned over the drastic changes to elementary school football, inadvertently creates a new version of the game after uttering a sarcastic public remark, which quickly becomes the nation's most popular sport. The episode references controversial calls of the replacement refs in the Packers-Seahawks game.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They broke the rules.
The boys wear bras and tinfoil hats and use a balloon instead of a ball and give hugs and compliments.
On both sides of the ball, they broke the rules.
Sarcastic ball.
Didn't we used to have that as a drop around here?
Yes.
We broke the rules.
Maybe in like year two.
It's in the old.
Can you dust it off, Mike?
That was an early show drop.
An 8-year-old drop.
Yeah. I'm looking.
You broke the rules.
Rules.
It's in the old system.
Is it from Sarcastic ball? What are you supposed to do? Oh, you got it?
You broke the rules, You have broke the rules. You're breaking the rules, You broke the rules,
That was the officials last night.
Well done.
Good job finding that.
What's that labeled?
Rules.
Okay, great.
By the way, it just shows you, this is how sometimes our show and Mike Del Tufo in particular offers all of us inspiration because for the radio audience, we came back on to start this segment.
I couldn't hear the back room. Sorry, Mike.
On the Roku Sports channel with Mike not knowing we're on the air because he couldn't hear the back
room. Couldn't hear the back room counting.
And now you just found an 8-year-old drop in a timely fashion that actually lent to the segment. You enhanced and inspired.
You're an enhancer.
Del Tufo was right. Okay, that's another one. That's an old one, too.
Wow.
He's dusting them all off.
Wow.
Fantastic. But seriously, like, I I'm not here to defend officiating all the time, but a lot of those were penalties.
Right.
To clean up your act.
Get your damn act together.
Get your damn act together, right? But, you know, the roughing penalties should
be 100%. Yeah, those were rough.
Have replay assist on all of them.
Agree.
Every 15-yard penalty should be assisted by replay assist to say, you blew it. Pick it up. Problem is, you know, it becomes an interpretive moment. Oh, is it body weight, this, that, the other thing. But when you've got a quarterback basically saying, roughing on me was dumb. And I'm going to make a South Park reference that I'm glad I know about now. No idea. You know? But replay assist, let's use it. Remember, we saw it last night.
They did it on the Garrett Wilson touchdown. Like, they're using it all the time.
Well, it was instant replay that was used on the tuck rule moment that popped up out of nowhere.
That was tough.
At the end, where it looked like 50-50. Rodgers did not intend to throw. He could not tuck it because there was a massive individual right there in front of him that I thought knocked the ball loose. I thought that was a fumble. And it was ruled a fumble on the field. And because it was ruled a fumble on the field, they were able to review it as a change of possession and then flipped it back. But basically, it was, that's not a touchdown. It's an incomplete pass. No, wait a minute. We're going to replay assist, save the Jets a challenge, and call it a touchdown. Great stuff. It's just confusing to people as to when replay assist can chime in. Because why are we not using it for every catch?
Everything.
Exactly.
Well, because it's not clear and obvious enough. They thought that was clear and obvious. He got both toes in and a knee.
Yeah.
Last night. Very talented moment.
Catch.
And that moments like that for Garrett Wilson. Moments like that for Garrett Wilson are why Jets fans are cartwheeling right now over the Davante Adams acquisition. Because Davante is going to get all the attention that Garrett Wilson's been getting. Davante's going to get that. And Rodgers is going to be able to back shoulder him open anyway. Because they do that in their sleep. And so Garrett Wilson's now going to get different coverage. And that should open everything up on the passing game, which, heaven forbid, opens up the run game. There's just the thorny issue of protecting Aaron Rodgers. And not holding while doing it. Which brings us all full circle about breaking the rules.
You broke the rules.
22
you
times.
You broke the rules. You're breaking the rules.
Is that a record? I didn't hear any that brought it up on the broadcast.
I think it was the most in the league this year.
This year, for sure. But I don't know. It's insane.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Hit on a couple of the breaking news out of Pittsburgh.
On the
quarterback front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drink.
LMNT.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. So, didn't sleep on the 11-hour flight back from London.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did put overreaction Monday.
Yeah.
Yep. Went home.
Yep.
Double boxed on the YouTube TV on the old Roku.
Yep.
Yankees and,
ooh, yeah,
and Guardians and Bills and Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the way to like 9:30. Passed out.
Oh, uh-oh. Good job.
Woke up once, 1 a.m.
Okay.
Then you want to guess when I woke up? Where I just like, this is it. I got to get up.
Like 4:45.
Oh, 4:30.
Mm. 4:30.
I would have signed for that.
Because you had some coffee yesterday while we were doing the podcast.
That has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, Rich can sleep.
That's
really?
3 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
But 3 o'clock coffee.
Meaning
that's
what?
Like, I don't know. I don't drink coffee, but that seems like a lot of caffeine for the afternoon.
Coffee doesn't affect us.
Okay. All right.
Because it's about us.
It's about.
That's the best thing about us. That's the best thing about us. Is that it's about us. Well, by the way, that's a little preview.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
The RES Consulting slogan.
Geez. I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
But at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Then I got into workout, and here I am.
Look at you. Great job.
Look Rich. At me.
You're back.
I am.
Back.
Back.
Speaking of which, threw that one out, though.
Back.
Ooh. Back.
A little QL.
Uh-oh.
A little QL issue.
Uh-oh.
No, but I'm probable to finish. I'm good.
Probably. Okay.
Don't worry. TJ's not going to look over and see me hovering over a garbage pail.
One of our
best moments ever. Me, you and me, sir.
I'll never forget it.
By the way, Dan Orlovsky has no idea that in the middle of a Zoom with him.
Poor Dan.
Because we were smooth.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We're back here as one big happy family. Listen, when you're watching the Steelers and you're wondering, how far this team can go, and you're seeing how they're rallying around Justin Fields. It seems like it. When you're watching that game against the Raiders, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing his lack of operating the offense that significantly. I'm just thinking that this is his team. Or on top of it, it's T.J. Watt's team.
Well, yes,
dude,
that, yes.
Those two Peanut Tillman punches he had.
Dude, he changed that whole game.
He's defensive player of the year right now, and certainly, unfortunately, with Aiden Hutchinson out for the rest of the season, T.J. Watt is on another planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big favorite. Chris Jones, Will Anderson next.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And those guys are deserving to be in the same mention, but the reason why we're bringing this up with the Steelers and why I'm talking about Justin Fields is Russell Wilson's getting first team snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Pelissero.
Tommy P.
Says the plan is to get Wilson first team reps in practice, putting him in line to make his season's debut starting on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. This whole business about Justin being out there is just because Russ was always not available.
Phew.
And apparently that wasn't just Mike Tomlin giving you talking points and trying to cover tracks. So, of course, it's Tuesday, which means it's a Tomlin Tuesday. Tomlin was asked if the first team reps being given to Russell Wilson means that Russell Wilson might just start on Sunday night. Hit it.
You know, we're going to determine that as we get closer to tomorrow. We got some more strategic meetings today, but I'll acknowledge that Russ proved his health last week, man, and we're looking hard at it this week. It is up for consideration.
It is up for consideration.
Hmm. Black and gold. Here we go.
Let me just tell you something.
Yeah, Russell Wilson is starting.
let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you everybody something. The folks in Stamford, Connecticut right now, home of NBC Sports. Again, I slept through this game.
Cartwheels.
Because it started at 1 a.m. London time on Sunday night. And those words did, in fact, set my right eye into fluttering and twitching.
Twitching.
But the Giants and the Bengals might have just been putting karma in the jar. Because
if Russell Wilson gets his first start as the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback after Justin Fields won four of his first six starts and has been somebody who is running and throwing and doing some running that puts the ball in the end zone, and you're seeing the run game also come about, you might be complaining a bit in Steeler country about the passing game, but the run game against the Vegas Raiders was on point. Najee's bulldozing people. And personally, again, I'm not an all 22 guy. I think Justin Fields is part of the threat of running that you're not going to get with Russ. But if Russell Wilson gets his first start as a Steeler after Justin Fields goes 4-2, and everybody wants to see how this is going to play out, if the NBC gets that on top of Devontae Adams' debut as a Jets wide receiver in the same game, oh, that's what we call a bonanza. Like, they're like wondering, the only thing that's missing is there any way to get Taylor Swift to the game?
All right.
Okay. I you know, is there any possible way? You know,
put her in the state.
Can she just like suddenly be interested in the Watt family too, just for a split second?
Oh man,
you know, just like
creating a divide already.
No. I'm just like, she'll just have an interest in the Steelers just for like to get out of the game. You know, as if the Steeler Nation tuning in to see what Russ looks like, and if they've made the right move, and if he struggles, what now?
Oh, jeez, right?
Okay, that whole 24/7, 365 sports talk bonanza that Mike Tomlin does not give a rat's ass about and will make this decision based on what he sees in practice. If that happens, and the same night the Jets unveil their new look situation with Devontae Adams wearing green for the first time for the New York market, ka-ching. That's what they're right now. They're in Stamford, Connecticut, having meetings just like the Steelers are having meetings.
Yep.
And while the Steelers are going over strategy, NBC Sports executives are like, can you believe this?
Hey, did you see what just happened?
This is what's going on.
It's almost like
they won't flex that game.
Pulling the string.
What do you think the Yinzers are thinking about this back home? TJ?
That is a great question, man, because I haven't really gone on Steeler Twitter lately for whatever reason. I take that back. I was on Steeler Twitter the first half of the game, and it was people in an uproar. The offense wasn't moving. You know, we can't run the ball, blah, blah, blah. And then they get the win. You know what I would have done to have gotten the win on Sunday?
Yes. Okay.
You know how excited by any means necessary? That's the thing about Steelers fans. They got it good, and they don't understand how good they got
it. Well, no, but I understand that they're like, well, we struggled for a half against Aiden O'Connell, and we're not moving the ball and whatever. And then TJ Watt to the rescue, including one on a goal line. I mean, but that's part of what the Steelers do, man. Yeah. Is we're going to have Patrick Queen in hour number three as they play defense. That's a large part of their calling card to set up how they can play offense. You know, it's just you're going to start playing a different style and a different playbook. Question is it more expansive, the playbook, because of Russ? Or is it less?
I would think
because
it might be more.
You would think he'd bring a wealth of veteran knowledge that Justin Fields currently does not possess. But a physical skill set that he does not possess that Justin Fields brings to the table.
Right.
And it's also six games in. You're going to start switching things up right now, making this switch under the auspices of he's the starter we always wanted. We planned on it. We told you the reason why he's not the starter, or we're even going to even consider him being the starter, is because he's not available. He's now shown himself to be physically available. We're seeing enough out of him in that moment to give him a look-see in practice and start thinking about starting him and switch it all up. Even with the kid that's starting showing enough to say he's worthy of continuing on with him. I didn't see this plot twist coming, did we?
Crazy.
Don't ask him about what's in the hot dog, though.
No.
Just don't do it.
Don't want to know.
No, don't worry, Mikey. It's all right. Just stop banking for a second.
I only have 5 seconds.
All right, very good. Hour John two Mike. Coming up. Chris Long, we'll ask him. You know what I'm saying?
I can't give you all the ingredients to the hot dog you might not like.
There it is.
I had to wait.
Tomlin did specifically go out of his way week after week to not say that Justin Fields was the starter moving forward.
But I didn't mind that.
But this is why.
Because
it was always going to be Russell Wilson's job.
Or at least considering it, if he's healthy, they're not going to box themselves in. Plus, they were also succeeding with Justin Fields having the lack of pressure of being the guy. And all of a sudden, he's our guy for the rest of the season. Why would you say something like that if you don't have to? And you've got the tenure and the backing of the membership. You don't have to box yourself in on because the media wants you to.
And the other thing, too, that I think that's important to remember about this, they are not financially committed to either guy.
That's right.
To either guy.
It's a chance neither one of them could be on the squad.
So you could play both this year, see how it goes, and then next year move on with somebody else.
Yeah, like Dak.
Ooh.
I don't think that's a possibility anymore.
But, it is not. You know. Or Mason Rudolph. Let's go back there.
Or keep Justin Fields.
Right.
Or bring them both back.
Oh, I would be shocked.
Dude, it's just, you know what? We are, that was a sprint. We are marathoning on this one, man. And it could start on Sunday Night Football with Davante Adams debuting as a Jet and Russ debuting as a starter for the Steelers.
Oh, love it.
Baby.
Love it.
Chris Long coming up.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the
world. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do like artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.